1 Samuel chapter 1. Now there was a certain man of Ramathazophim of Mount Ephraim, and his name was Elkanah, the son of Jeroham, the son of Elihu, the son of Tohu, the son of Zuph, an Ephrathite. And he had two wives. The name of one was Hannah, and the name of the other Peninnah. And Peninnah had children, but Hannah had no children. And this man went up out of his city yearly to worship and to sacrifice unto Yahweh of hosts in Shiloh. And the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, the priests of Yahweh, were there. And when the time came that Elkanah offered, he gave to Peninnah his wife, and to all her sons and her daughters portions. But to Hannah he gave a worthy portion, for he loved Hannah, but Yahweh had shut up her womb. And her adversary also provoked her grief, for to make her fret, because Yahweh had shut up her womb. And as he did so year by year, when she went up to the house of Yahweh, so she provoked her. Therefore she wept and did not eat. Then said Elkanah, her husband, to her, Hannah, why weep you, and why eat you not, and why is your heart grieved? Am not I better to you than 10 sons? So Hannah rose up after they had eaten in Shiloh, and after they had drunk. Now Eli the priest sat upon a seat by a post of the temple of Yahweh. And she was in bitterness of soul, and prayed unto Yahweh, and wept tearfully. And she vowed a vow, and said, O Yahweh of hosts, if you will indeed look upon the affliction of your handmaid, and remember me, and not forget your handmaid, but will give to your handmaid a man-child, then I will give him unto Yahweh all the days of his life, and there shall no razor come upon his head. And it came to pass, as she continued praying before Yahweh, that Eli observed her mouth. Now Hannah, she spoke in her heart. Only her lips moved, but her voice was not heard. Therefore Eli thought she was drunk. And Eli said to her, How long will you be drunk? Put away your wine from you. And Hannah answered and said, No, my lord, I am a woman of sorrowful spirit. I have drunk neither wine nor strong drink, but have poured out my soul before Yahweh. Count not your handmaid for a daughter of Belial, for out of the abundance of my complaint and grief have I spoken till now. Then Eli answered and said, Go in peace, and the God of Israel grant you your petition that you have asked of him. And she said, Let your handmaid find grace in your sight. So the woman went her way and did eat, and her countenance was no more sad. And they rose up in the morning early and worshipped before Yahweh, and returned and came to their house to Ramah. And Elkanah knew Hannah his wife, and Yahweh remembered her. Therefore it came to pass that when the time had come about after Hannah had conceived, that she bore a son and called his name Samuel, saying, Because I have asked him of Yahweh. And the man Elkanah and all his house went up to offer unto Yahweh the yearly sacrifice and his vow. But Hannah went not up, for she said to her husband, I will not go up until the child is weaned, and then I will bring him, that he may appear before Yahweh, and there remain for ever. And Elkanah, her husband, said to her, Do what seems you good. Tarry until you have weaned him. Only Yahweh establish his word. So the woman stayed, and gave her son suck until she weaned him. And when she had weaned him, she took him up with her with 3 bullocks and 1 ephah of flour and a bottle of wine, and brought him to the house of Yahweh in Shiloh, and the child was young. And they slew a bullock and brought the child to Eli, and she said, O my lord, as your soul lives, my lord, I am the woman that stood by you here praying unto Yahweh. For this child I prayed, and Yahweh has given me my petition which I asked of him. Therefore also I have lent him to Yahweh. As long as he lives, he shall be lent to Yahweh. And he worshipped Yahweh there. 1 Samuel chapter 2. And Hannah prayed and said, My heart rejoices in Yahweh, my horn is exalted in Yahweh, my mouth is enlarged over my enemies, because I rejoice in your salvation. There is none holy as Yahweh, for there is none besides you, neither is there any rock like our God. Talk no more so exceedingly proud, let not arrogance come out of your mouth, for Yahweh is a God of knowledge, and by him actions are weighed. The bows of the mighty men are broken, and they that stumbled are girded with strength. They that were full have hired out themselves for bread, and they that were hungry ceased, so that the barren has borne seven, and she that has many children has grown feeble. Yahweh kills and makes alive, he brings down to the grave and brings up. Yahweh makes poor and makes rich, he brings low and lifts up. He raises up the poor out of the dust and lifts up the beggar from the dunghill, to set them among princes and to make them inherit the throne of glory, for the pillars of the earth are Yahweh's, and he has set the world upon them. He will keep the feet of his saints, and the wicked shall be silent in darkness, for by strength shall no man prevail. The adversaries of Yahweh shall be broken to pieces, out of heaven shall he thunder upon them. Yahweh shall judge the ends of the earth, and he shall give strength to his king, and exalt the horn of his anointed. And Elkanah went to Ramah to his house, and the child did minister unto Yahweh before Eli the priest. Now the sons of Eli were sons of Belial, they knew not Yahweh. And the priest's custom with the people was that when any man offered sacrifice, the priest's servant came, while the flesh was in seething, with a meat hook of three teeth in his hand. And he struck it into the pan, or kettle, or cauldron, or pot. All that the meat hook brought up, the priest took for himself. So they did in Shiloh to all the Israelites that came there. Also, before they burnt the fat, the priest's servant came and said to the man that sacrificed, Give flesh to roast for the priest, for he will not have boiled flesh of you but raw. And if any man said to him, Let them not fail to burn the fat presently, and then take as much as your soul desires, then he would answer him, No, but you shall give it to me now, and if not, I will take it by force. Therefore the sin of the young men was very great before Yahweh, for men abhorred the offering of Yahweh. But Samuel ministered before Yahweh, being a child, girded with a linen ephod. Moreover, his mother made him a little coat, and brought it to him from year to year, when she came up with her husband to offer the yearly sacrifice. And Eli blessed Elkanah his wife and his wife, and said, Yahweh will give you seed of this woman for the loan which is lent to Yahweh. And they went to their own home. And Yahweh visited Hannah, so that she conceived and bore three sons and two daughters, and the child Samuel grew before Yahweh. Now Eli was very old, and heard all that his sons did to all Israel, and how they lay with the women that assembled at the door of the tabernacle of the congregation. And he said to them, Why do you do such things? For I hear of your evil dealings by all this people. No, my sons, for it is no good report that I hear. You make Yahweh's people to transgress. If one man sins against another, the judge shall judge him. But if a man sins against Yahweh, who shall intercede for him? Notwithstanding, they listen not to the voice of their father, because Yahweh would slay them. And the child Samuel grew on, and was in favour both with Yahweh and also with men. And there came a man of God to Eli and said to him, Thus says Yahweh, Did I plainly appear to the house of your father when they were in Egypt in Pharaoh's house? And did I choose him out of all the tribes of Israel to be my priest, to offer upon my altar, to burn incense, to wear an ephod before me? And did I give to the house of your father all the offerings made by fire of the children of Israel? Why kick you at my sacrifice and at my offering, which I have commanded in my habitation, and honour your sons above me, to make yourselves fat with the most chief of all the offerings of Israel my people? Therefore Yahweh God of Israel says, I said indeed that your house and the house of your father should walk before me for ever. But now Yahweh says, be it far from me, for them that honour me I will honour, and they that despise me shall be lightly esteemed. Behold, the days come, that I will cut off your arm and the arm of your father's house, that there shall not be an old man in your house. And you shall see an enemy in my dwelling place, in all the wealth which God shall give Israel, and there shall not be an old man in your house for ever. And the man of yours whom I shall not cut off from my altar shall be to consume your eyes and to grieve your heart, and all the increase of your house shall die in the flower of their age. And this shall be a sign to you that shall come upon your two sons, on Hophni and Phinehas. In one day they shall die, both of them. And I will raise me up a faithful priest that shall do according to that which is in my heart and in my mind, and I will build him a sure house, and he shall walk before my anointed for ever. And it shall come to pass that every one that is left in your house shall come and bow to him for a piece of silver and a morsel of bread, and shall say, put me, I pray you, into one of the priest's offices, that I may eat a piece of bread. 1 Samuel chapter 3. And the child Samuel ministered unto Yahweh before Eli, and the word of Yahweh was precious in those days, there was no open vision. And it came to pass at that time, when Eli had laid down in his place, and his eyes began to grow dim, that he could not see. And before the lamp of God went out in the temple of Yahweh, where the ark of God was, and Samuel had laid down to sleep, that Yahweh called Samuel, and he answered, here am I. And he ran to Eli and said, here am I, for you called me. And he said, I called not, lie down again. And he went and lay down. And Yahweh called yet again Samuel. And Samuel arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for you did call me. And he answered, I called not, my son, lie down again. Now Samuel did not yet know Yahweh, neither was the word of Yahweh yet revealed to him. And Yahweh called Samuel again the third time, and he arose and went to Eli and said, here am I, for you did call me. And Eli perceived that Yahweh had called the child. Therefore Eli said to Samuel, go lie down, and it shall be, if he calls you, that you shall say, speak, Yahweh, for your servant hears. So Samuel went and lay down in his place. And Yahweh came and stood and called, as at other times, Samuel, Samuel. Then Samuel answered, speak, for your servant hears. And Yahweh said to Samuel, behold, I will do a thing in Israel at which both the ears of everyone that hears it shall tingle. In that day I will perform against Eli all things which I have spoken concerning his house. When I begin, I will also make an end. For I have told him that I will judge his house for ever for the iniquity which he knows, because his sons made themselves vile, and he restrained them not. And therefore I have sworn to the house of Eli that the iniquity of Eli's house shall not be purged with sacrifice nor offering for ever. And Samuel laid until the morning, and opened the doors of the house of Yahweh. And Samuel feared to show Eli the vision. Then Eli called Samuel and said, Samuel, my son. And he answered, here am I. And he said, what is the thing that Yahweh has said to you? I pray you hide it not from me. God do so to you, and more also, if you hide anything from me of all the things that he said to you. And Samuel told him everything, and hid nothing from him. And he said, it is Yahweh, let him do what seems him good. And Samuel grew, and Yahweh was with him, and did let none of his words fall to the ground. And all Israel, from Dan even to Beersheba, knew that Samuel was established to be a prophet of Yahweh. And Yahweh appeared again in Shiloh, for Yahweh revealed himself to Samuel in Shiloh by the word of Yahweh. 1 Samuel chapter 4. And the word of Samuel came to all Israel. Now Israel went out against the Philistines to battle, and pitched beside Ebenezer. and the Philistines pitched in Aphek. And the Philistines put themselves in array against Israel, and when they joined battle, Israel was smitten before the Philistines, and they slew of the army in the field about 4,000 men. And when the people had come into the camp, the elders of Israel said, "Why has Yahweh smitten us today before the Philistines? Let us fetch the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh out of Shiloh unto us, that when it comes among us, it may save us out of the hand of our enemies." So the people sent to Shiloh that they might bring from there the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh of Hosts, which dwells between the cherubims, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were there with the Ark of the Covenant of God. And when the Ark of the Covenant of Yahweh came into the camp, all Israel shouted with a great shout, so that the earth rang again. And when the Philistines heard the noise of the shout, they said, "What means the noise of this great shout in the camp of the Hebrews?" And they understood that the Ark of Yahweh had come into the camp. And the Philistines were afraid, for they said, "God has come into the camp." And they said, "Woe unto us, for there has not been such a thing before. Woe unto us, who shall deliver us out of the hand of these mighty gods? These are the gods that smote the Egyptians with all the plagues in the wilderness. Be strong and be yourselves like men, O you Philistines, that you be not servants to the Hebrews, as they have been to you, be yourselves like men and fight." And the Philistines fought, and Israel was smitten, and they fled every man into his tent, and there was a very great slaughter, for there fell of Israel 30,000 footmen. And the Ark of God was taken, and the two sons of Eli, Hophni and Phinehas, were slain. And there ran a man of Benjamin out of the army, and came to Shiloh the same day with his clothes torn, and with earth upon his head. And when he came, lo, Eli sat upon a seat by the wayside watching, for his heart trembled for the Ark of God. And when the man came into the city and told it, all the city cried out. And when Eli heard the noise of the crying, he said, "What means the noise of this tumult?" And the man came in hastily and told Eli. Now Eli was 98 years old, and his eyes were dim that he could not see. And the man said to Eli, "I am he that came out of the army, and I fled today out of the army." And he said, "What is there done, my son?" And the messenger answered and said, "Israel has fled before the Philistines, and there has been also a great slaughter among the people, and your two sons also, Hophni and Phinehas, are dead, and the Ark of God was taken." And it came to pass, when he made mention of the Ark of God, that he fell from off the seat backward by the side of the gate, and his neck broke, and he died, for he was an old man and heavy, and he had judged Israel for 40 years. And his daughter-in-law, Phinehas' wife, was with child, near to be delivered, and when she heard of the tidings that the Ark of God was taken, and that her father-in-law and her husband were dead, she bowed herself and laboured, for her pains came upon her. And about the time of her death, the women that stood by her said to her, "Fear not, for you have borne a son." But she answered not, neither did she regard it. And she named the son Ichabod, saying, "The glory is departed from Israel because the Ark of God was taken, and because of her father-in-law and her husband." And she said, "The glory has departed from Israel, for the Ark of God was taken." 1 Samuel chapter 5. And the Philistines took the Ark of God and brought it from Ebenezer to Ashdod. When the Philistines took the Ark of God, they brought it into the house of Dagon and set it by Dagon. And when they of Ashdod arose early on the next day, behold, Dagon had fallen upon his face to the earth before the Ark of Yahweh. And they took Dagon and set him in his place again. And when they arose early on the next day's morning, behold, Dagon had fallen upon his face to the ground before the Ark of Yahweh, and the head of Dagon and both the palms of his hands were cut off upon the threshold, only the stump of Dagon was left to him. Therefore neither the priests of Dagon nor any that come into Dagon's house tread on the threshold of Dagon in Ashdod unto this day. But the hand of Yahweh was heavy upon them of Ashdod, and he destroyed them and smote them with tumours, even Ashdod and the coast thereof. And when the men of Ashdod saw that it was so, they said, The ark of the God of Israel shall not remain with us, for his hand is severe upon us, and upon Dagon our God. They sent therefore and gathered all the lords of the Philistines unto them, and said, What shall we do with the ark of the God of Israel? And they answered, Let the ark of the God of Israel be carried about to Gath. And they carried the ark of the God of Israel about there. And it was so, that after they had carried it about, the hand of Yahweh was against the city with a very great destruction, and he smote the men of the city, both small and great, and they had tumours in their secret parts. Therefore they sent the ark of God to Ekron. And it came to pass, as the ark of God came to Ekron, that the Ekronites cried out, saying, They have brought about the ark of the God of Israel to us, to slay us and our people. So they sent and gathered together all the lords of the Philistines, and said, Send away the ark of the God of Israel, and let it go again to his own place, that it slay us not and our people, for there was a deadly destruction throughout all the city, the hand of God was very heavy there. And the men that died not were smitten with the tumours, and the cry of the city went up to heaven. 1 Samuel chapter 6. And the ark of Yahweh was in the country of the Philistines for 7 months. And the Philistines called for the priests and the diviners, saying, What shall we do to the ark of Yahweh? Tell us with what we shall send it to his place. And they said, If you send away the ark of the God of Israel, send it not empty, but in any way return him a trespass offering, then you shall be healed, and it shall be known to you why his hand is not removed from you. Then said they, What shall be the trespass offering which we shall return to him? They answered, 5 golden tumours and 5 golden mice, according to the number of the lords of the Philistines, for one plague was on you all and on your lords. Therefore you shall make images of your tumours and images of your mice that mar the land, and you shall give glory to the God of Israel. Perhaps he will lighten his hand from off you and from off your gods and from off your land. Why then do you harden your hearts as the Egyptians and Pharaoh hardened their hearts when he had worked wonderfully among them? Did they not let the people go, and they departed? Now therefore make a new cart, and take 2 milk cows, on which there has come no yoke, and tie the cows to the cart, and bring their calves home from them. And take the ark of Yahweh, and lay it upon the cart, and put the jewels of gold which you return to him for a trespass offering, in a coffer by the side thereof, and send it away that it may go. And see, if it goes up by the way of his own coast to Beth Shemesh, then he has done us this great evil. But if not, then we shall know that it is not his hand that smote us, it was a chance that happened to us. And the men did so, and took 2 milk cows, and tied them to the cart, and shut up their calves at home. And they laid the ark of Yahweh upon the cart, and the coffer with the mice of gold and the images of their tumours. And the cows took the straight way to the way of Beth Shemesh, and went along the highway, lowing as they went, and turned not aside to the right hand or to the left. And the lords of the Philistines went after them to the border of Beth Shemesh. And they of Beth Shemesh were reaping their wheat harvest in the valley, and they lifted up their eyes and saw the ark, and rejoiced to see it. And the cart came into the field of Joshua, a Bethshemite, and stood there where there was a great stone. And they split the wood of the cart, and offered the cows as a burnt offering unto Yahweh. And the Levites took down the ark of Yahweh, and the coffer that was with it, wherein the jewels of gold were, and put them on the great stone. And the men of Bethshemesh offered burnt offerings, and sacrifices the same day unto Yahweh. And when the 5 lords of the Philistines had seen it, they returned to Ekron the same day. And these are the golden tumours which the Philistines returned for a trespass offering unto Yahweh, for Ashdod 1, for Gaza 1, for Ascalon 1, for Gath 1, for Ekron 1. And the golden mice, according to the number of all the cities of the Philistines belonging to the five lords, both of fenced cities and of country villages, even to the great stone of Abel, whereon they set down the ark of Yahweh, which stone remains unto this day in the field of Joshua the Bethshemite. And he smote the men of Bethshemesh, because they had looked into the ark of Yahweh, even he smote of the people 50,310 men, and the people lamented, because Yahweh had smitten many of the people with a great slaughter. And the men of Bethshemesh said, Who is able to stand before this holy Yahweh God? And to whom shall he go up from us? And they sent messengers to the inhabitants of Kirjath-jearim, saying, The Philistines have brought again the ark of Yahweh. Come you down and fetch it up to you. 1 Samuel chapter 7. And the men of Kirjath-jearim came and fetched up the ark of Yahweh and brought it into the house of Abinadab in the hill, and sanctified Eleazar his son to keep the ark of Yahweh. And it came to pass, while the ark stayed in Kirjath-jearim, that the time was long, for it was 20 years, and all the house of Israel lamented after Yahweh. And Samuel spoke to all the house of Israel, saying, If you do return unto Yahweh with all your hearts, then put away the strange gods and Ashtaroth from among you, and prepare your hearts unto Yahweh, and serve him only, and he will deliver you out of the hand of the Philistines. Then the children of Israel did put away Baalim and Ashtaroth, and served Yahweh only. And Samuel said, Gather all Israel to Mizpah, and I will pray for you unto Yahweh. And they gathered together to Mizpah, and drew water, and poured it out before Yahweh, and fasted on that day, and said there, We have sinned against Yahweh. And Samuel judged the children of Israel in Mizpah. And when the Philistines heard that the children of Israel had gathered together to Mizpah, the lords of the Philistines went up against Israel. And when the children of Israel heard it, they were afraid of the Philistines. And the children of Israel said to Samuel, Cease not to cry unto Yahweh our God for us, that he will save us out of the hand of the Philistines. And Samuel took a suckling lamb, and offered it for a burnt offering wholly unto Yahweh. And Samuel cried unto Yahweh for Israel, and Yahweh heard him. And as Samuel was offering up the burnt offering, the Philistines drew near to battle against Israel. But Yahweh thundered with a great thunder on that day upon the Philistines, and troubled them, and they were smitten before Israel. And the men of Israel went out of Mizpah, and pursued the Philistines, and smote them, until they came under Bethcar. Then Samuel took a stone and set it between Mizpah and Shen, and called the name of it Ebenezer, saying, Till now has Yahweh helped us. So the Philistines were subdued, and they came no more into the coast of Israel, and the hand of Yahweh was against the Philistines all the days of Samuel. And the cities which the Philistines had taken from Israel were restored to Israel, from Ekron even to Gath, and the coast thereof did Israel deliver out of the hands of the Philistines. And there was peace between Israel and the Amorites. And Samuel judged Israel all the days of his life. And he went from year to year in circuit to Bethel and Gilgal and Mizpah, and judged Israel in all those places. And his return was to Ramah, for there was his house, and there he judged Israel, and there he built an altar unto Yahweh.